Welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From the website of 1320wils.com, I'm Brad.
And I'm his brother Jason. With us, as always, is our stat man, Anstrab.
Another day, another dollar, everyone.
This week on the 3-Point Stance, we're going to hit our headline story. It's an injury to Frank Gore, running back for the San Francisco 49ers. And then we're going to talk about some pickups, some people to maybe help you stop the bleeding there from the loss of Frank Gore.
After that, we're going to hit injuries, some other people that are injured this week that you're going to want to get out of your lineup. So let's get into it, Jason. Headline story here on the 3-Point Stance, Frank Gore out, placed on IR, out for the season.
Yeah, done for the entire season. I think it was a hip injury.
A cracked hip or something like that. Doesn't sound good.
I think that is killing a lot of teams right now. You know, Frank Gore had something like 1,300 yards to this point in the season. He was on pace for like a 2,000-yard season.
Yeah, I think he was like the number four back from the line of scrimmage yards or something like that.
Yeah, you're talking about a top five running back now just done for the rest of the season, right when a lot of teams are trying to make their playoff push.
Pretty much, this is kind of as big as when Tony Romo went out for a lot of teams.
Yeah, you definitely.
This is your first
This is probably
round,
even bigger than Tony
round,
Romo.
You know? Could be, definitely. Yeah. Especially at the time that it's happening, you know, a lot of people were expecting him to carry them through the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone now.
Yeah.
You know, so Westbrook comes in, has over 100 yards, has a touchdown. If you're a Gore owner, is this someone that you want to plug in that's going to give you the same type of production that Gore had?
I think Westbrook can give you that type of production, but not consistently, because Westbrook is going to break something. You know, he's been that type of injury prone back. I mean, he's got great talent. He was one of my favorite backs, you know, a few years ago to own in fantasy. He's got great talent.
Yeah.
Good runner, good receiver out of the backfield.
Right.
But he always breaks something. You know, he goes out there for a few games and he gets hurt and then he's not the same the rest of the season.
Well, let me pose this question to you, though. Okay. So he's injury prone and we know this, but he hasn't done anything. He had, I believe, 6 carries the entire season thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, does that change your opinion at all that he hasn't been playing all season long?
He's fresh when he starts every season. And he's good for the first 3 or 4 games and then breaks something.
That is a good point.
You know, so I mean, like I said, for a few games, I think Westbrook will be good. But, you know, he's going to hurt something eventually. And then they're going to have to go to Anthony Dixon, the rookie. So
how do you feel about Dixon moving forward?
I think Dixon right now, anyway, as far as with Westbrook in the lineup, I think he's probably just a goal line back. I don't think it's enough to really start him or anything. I think his value goes up if Westbrook goes out, obviously, because he's going to get all the carries. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's going to be very productive.
What if you have a keeper league? Would you suggest picking up Dixon? Or
I wouldn't, just because he's still the third string back.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can do better with a younger keeper, you know, that's going to play more. You know, your Josh Freeman's and, you know, your people that are playing right now, your younger guys. So,
alrighty. That obviously being the headline story, moving into pickups after that, that kind of gives you what we think, you know, your number one pickup should be obviously Brian Westbrook this week.
Yeah, number one pickup of the week, obviously, is Brian Westbrook. Luckily, with Frank Gore going out, we do actually have a good number of running back pickups this week. If you've been holding out, you know, throughout the season sort of for a running back, I know the running back pool has been sort of thin off the waiver wire. This is a good week to actually run to the waiver wire and get a running back off of it.
So who are we looking at here?
Obviously, mentioned Brian Westbrook and Anthony Dixon are both good pickups. Also, Maurice Morris, the running back in Detroit there, has been getting a lot of work since Javid Best has injured his turf toe injury or whatever.
Both,
he's been out quite a bit. Yeah. So Maurice Morris had a big week last week and I believe a decent week the week before that.
Okay.
And I think going forward, he's going to have a really good season. So number three pickup for running back, definitely Maurice Morris.
Okay.
After that, I would say Tashard Choice in Dallas there. Marion Barber has a little injury there as well.
Okay.
And obviously Felix Jones is still the lead back there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Tashard Choice is going to get more carries. He's going to get the carries that Marion Barber was getting.
And Marion Barber hasn't looked all that great anyway.
No, he really hasn't.
So you're not really losing a whole lot if you're counting out Marion Barber.
And he is a goal line threat too. I mean, the one carry that Tashard Choice had last week was a touchdown. So
And I mean, he is a receiver out of the backfield as well. Something that him and kind of Felix Jones have in common that Marion Barber isn't really known for.
Yeah, and Tashard Choice does run their Wildcat, with the Razorback or whatever
I
they
don't
call
know.
It.
I think they call it the Jerry Jones.
Yeah, the Jerry Jones. Everything in Dallas is called the Jerry Jones. Yeah.
So, okay, so Tashard Choice, who else are we looking at as far as pickups this week?
One more running back I want to talk about, and you know, this is more of a wait-and-see type of pickup than like a definitely go and grab him right now.
Okay.
But Toby Gearhart.
Yes, he had a very good week.
Yeah, he did have a good week, and Adrian Peterson has some sort of an ankle issue. We're not exactly sure what. It could be a high ankle sprain. It could be something less major than that. but he's not 100%.
I believe it's been ruled out that it's not a high ankle sprain, mm-hmm. is what I've heard. But this is my question to you. Obviously, they run Adrian Peterson into the ground in Minnesota. It's the best weapon they have.
Yeah.
With Toby Gearhart coming in, taking over, and having a good week, he showed that he can move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they might start giving him a little bit more of the carries? Not to say it would be a timeshare, per se, but just doing more work, you know?
I think they're going to start, especially these next couple weeks, giving mm-hmm. him some more carries just to try to lighten the load on Adrian Peterson. I mean, obviously, you want to keep Adrian Peterson healthy throughout the season. I don't think they're necessarily fighting for a playoff spot
anymore.
But I mean, you know, if you want your starting running back healthy. So, I mean, I think they're going to start giving Toby Gearhart some work. And again, because they're not fighting for a playoff spot, you know, maybe they don't need Adrian Peterson running all the time, you know, so you try to keep him healthy for next season, for down the road, and you know.
And even if you're in a keeper league, I'm not sure if he's someone that you're going to want to definitely run out and get, because no matter what, as long as he's on the Vikings team, he is going to be a backup. And,
yeah.
And even when they had someone like Chester Taylor there, you know, I don't think that he really had a lot of numbers that you were going to start him in fantasy on any given week. You know, he was a flyer at best, you know, flex mm-hmm. position, so. Not really reliable.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be a little bit more reliable with you know, like we were talking about with the Adrian Peterson injury, but you know, I think he's gonna step up and have a few more points, maybe a flex consideration. Obviously, not somebody you're gonna want to start though, unless Adrian Peterson does sit completely out.
Okay, so who's someone else that we're looking at pickups that might be a little bit more reliable? Someone else I can count.
Yeah, all right, we're gonna move on to wide receivers and pickups. My first wide receiver pickup is gonna be Deion Branch for this week.
Oh, Deion.
He came in to the Patriots mm-hmm. and had a huge week that first week, and then after that has sort of fallen off the radar a bit.
Yeah.
But this week he came back in a huge way. Honest Rob, you got some stats for us there on Deion Branch?
Yeah, Deion, like you were talking about, had a big game. Three receptions for 113 yards and two touchdowns, which means that he was averaging 38 yards a reception and had a touchdown on 2 of 3.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. That's a good game right there. So Deion Branch has it in him.
Yeah, and here's the thing with the Patriots. Ever since they lost Randy Moss, I think they've kind of been searching for who's going to step up and be that guy, and it's pretty mm-hmm. much been a different guy every week.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's Aaron Hernandez, sometimes it's the Gronk, you know, it's been Deion Branch, it's been Wes Welker, you know, it's been Brandon Tate. So, yeah. You know, I think that it's wide open, mm-hmm. the top wide receiver spot in New England right now. And Branch has the talent and the experience to be that guy.
I think if you look at from a receiving standpoint, just as far as receptions go, I think Wes Welker is always going to have that role, that lead in receptions on the team.
Yeah.
But you do need that home run hitter, that Randy Moss, not this year, obviously, but Randy Moss of years past.
You need touchdowns.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's and something that Wes Welker doesn't really give you all that much of.
And I think Deion Branch can give you that. And because he's going to give you games like this where you've got, you know, three receptions, over 100 yards, and two touchdowns, he's someone you want to look to on the waiver wire, definitely.
Only question is, are these games going to be few and far between? You know, is he going to post up 2-3 points and then all of a sudden come up with a 20-something point game? You know?
I thought about that as well, but I think what's happening in New England is I think Tom Brady's figuring out what his team is right now,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's going to lead to a lot of increased production for them. I think he's figuring out where his targets are going to be and, you know, who he can throw to and make these type of plays.
So you think that this last game is kind of foreshadowing of what the rest of the season is going to look like for Deion Branch, Tom Brady?
I think so. I think going forward, the New England offense has figured it out at this point, what they are without Randy Moss. And I think now that they know that, they can put it into action and, you know, just increase their production across the board, I think.
Okay. I'll go with you on that one. I'll take that walk with you.
Fair enough. All right. Also at the wide receiver pickups, our next one we're going to look at is Brad Smith, who is a bit of an interesting player.
Yeah.
In you know, New York there. He's a wide receiver. He also handles some of the wildcat duties.
Yeah, he played quarterback in college.
Yeah, played quarterback in college, so he handles some wildcat duties. He's also, I think, a kick returner there. So a lot of hats he wears.
I think he's also defensive coordinator.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Delivers in the stands. You know, he's a peanut guy. I don't know. Anyway.
Does a lot there.
Yeah. Anyway, he had a really good week this week. I think 2 touchdowns. I think one of them was a kick return, and then mm-hmm. the other one was a run, I think, from the Wildcat or mm-hmm. something. But, yeah, a lot of points for him this week. And going forward, I think he could turn, you know, because he does so many things, he could have a touchdown, you know, literally every week because he's doing so many things.
Trying to find ways to get him the ball because he is very quick. He has a decent arm on him.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have kick return yards in your league, that's going to be something that, you know, would
definitely
really
boost his value. Yeah.
I think if you don't have kick return yards in your league, I don't know if you'd really be high up on my pickup list.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those, and realize with a player like that, you're taking a chance every week. You know, this is, you need, you know, a big game to get into your playoffs.
Yeah, this
and
you're is your fighting, to, yeah. And you really need that big game to get in.
Yeah, so if that's where you are right now, I would say, you know, you're really looking for someone that you can take a chance with. I would say that he would be someone to look to for that.
Yeah, I agree on that, definitely. He's not going to be an every week starter for you.
I wouldn't drop, say, a consistent player, though, to pick him up, because I think it's going to be feast or famine with him.
Yeah, but again, if you do need that feast, you know, to get into your playoffs, then I think he's a good guy to look to.
If you had Frank Gore.
Yeah. And the other wide receiver who is sort of the same type of player is Jacoby Ford there in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And again, had a big week this week. He's been sort of a roller coaster. You know, he has a big week, then he has nothing, then he has a big week. And it seems like he always pairs his big weeks with a kick return touchdown. Like this week, he had over 100 yards receiving and a kick return touchdown.
Yeah.
So again, if your league is one of those where you get the kick return yardage, Jacoby Ford is probably another feast or famine type pickup for you.
And he's had a couple big weeks now, too. So yeah,
I mean, they sandwich a crappy week in the middle, so it's a big roller coaster with Jacoby Ford.
Definitely. But you know, worth a look in your league. You know, same type of situation with Brad Smith.
Yeah, definitely. The last pickup we're going to talk about this week on the 3-point stance is a tight end pickup. Actually, just in case you're hurting with you know, Zach Miller or Antonio Gates, something like that. Kevin Boss for the New York Giants has a pretty good game this week. And you know, with all the injuries there to the receiving core and the Giants, you know, with Steve Smith out and Hakeem Nicks out, Eli's looking to the tight end a lot more than he used to at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, Boss was pretty much a ghost you know, first couple weeks of the season. I mean, not really fantasy relevant at all. And the last couple weeks, I mean, really just kind of came out of nowhere and is snatching, you know, yards and touchdowns, most importantly.
Yeah, had a long touchdown this week, which is kind of surprising for a tight end.
And that's really what you're looking at. I mean, if you can get a touchdown out of your tight end, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. You know? That's all you really need out of him.
Definitely. So if Boss is available in your league, I would definitely say, and you don't have someone that you're set on for tight end. I mean, even if you have someone that might be struggling, say Vernon Davis, you know, might be something to look for.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I think if you're looking for a tight end for whatever reason, I think Kevin Boss is probably about as good as you can do off the waiver wire. Tight end is pretty thin right now.
Or if you just want to screw another owner to make sure they don't get him.
Or
in
you could do that. That's always
if you got the roster space.
Always an option.
You
know,
you always got to think ahead for the playoffs.
Definitely.
Moving on here on the 3-point stance, we're going to head into injuries. A couple big injuries this week. Obviously, Frank Gore, you know, we already talked
the list,
about that. Who are some of the other players we're looking at that are injured this week?
Other big name players to go out, obviously, Adrian Peterson.
Kind of mentioned that already.
Yeah, had that ankle injury, and, you know, people are wondering if he's going to still be able to play. So, again, after that, Vincent Jackson.
Yeah.
Came back for about 3 plays.
Way to go.
And then injured that calf and is now doubtful to play this week.
But he looked so good, Jason, coming back.
He did. Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's something to be said for going to training camp in preseason and, you know, just preparing for the season like that, because Vincent Jackson obviously was not ready to go full speed.
So what do you think? What are you doing with Vincent Jackson? I know you're a Vincent Jackson owner, or at least one of your leagues. What do you do with him? Are you dropping him, or are you kind of hoping that he's going to come back and be the number one guy there?
I'm going to hold on to him just because I've held on to him for 3 weeks already, occupying a roster space, you know. So I'm gonna hold on for at least the next 2 weeks here and see if he can get in the lineup and start to make a difference here.
Okay. Who else we got as far as injuries are going this week?
Also, for injuries, we have Ben Roethlisberger had a foot issue in the game. He does expect to play at this point, but he's wearing a boot.
Yeah, a boot.
So I don't know how much I really believe that. I mean, he's a big, tough guy, but when you're walking around in a boot, should you really be out there playing?
I think he's stupid enough to actually do it, to be completely honest. So I would expect him to play this week. He's obviously not going to be able to scramble like he usually does. Granted, he's not a big scrambler. He's just kind of a guy who'll throw you off him because he's huge.
Yeah, but he may not be able to do that without his mobility, you know?
I honestly think that Pittsburgh is fighting, you know, to make sure they're getting in the playoffs this week and everything. So I think they're going to try to roll with him.
Yeah. You think what they saw earlier in the season with Roethlisberger being out and, you know, trying out Dixon and Batch and all those other guys, you think that encourages them to just really throw Roethlisberger back in there?
I think so. If I was Mike Tomlin, I would honestly put Batch in. I would give Roethlisberger a week to rest. I'd put Batch in. I'd put on my defense to win this week. But I really think that they're going to be focused on getting Roethlisberger back in there.
I think they should be if they're not. I think the offense all sort of flows through Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh there.
But Batch did a good job. When
he did a decent job, but I mean, you know, he's no Ben Roethlisberger.
No, but then again,
yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to go back to the tight end position for injuries. We did talk about this guy a little bit. Zach Miller mentioned him, does have a leg bruise and is questionable to play this week. So what are you doing with Zach Miller? He's had a few down weeks here.
I cut him. I actually had him one of my teams, and I cut him in favor of Todd Heap, who's been doing pretty good lately. I think that at this point in the season, you don't want to take that chance. You know, unless you have Antonio Gates, I don't think you want to look at the injuries every Sunday morning to see, okay, is this guy going to play?
Yeah.
Is he going to get good numbers? You need consistency. You need someone that you know is going to play, you know, is going to get a couple catches. That's what you're looking for. So I think at this point, you've probably been holding on to him. I think it's time to kind of cut him loose, get moving on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, someone else available in your league. If not, you might be kind of stuck with them.
Yeah, maybe go for the Kevin Boss, like we mentioned.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, the last injury we're going to talk about here is Greg Jennings had a bit of a foot issue in their game this week. Looks probable to play, but I think he's sitting out a few practices. So, I mean, you're obviously going to want to watch his progress throughout the week and just keep an eye on him because he's somebody who's probably in your starting lineup.
Yeah.
But if he's going to be a step slow.
If he's going, you're playing him, though. There's no way you can sit Greg Jennings.
Yeah.
You know, and he had a phenomenal week last week. So, yeah, it's just something if he's out, obviously you're going to want to get him out of your lineup. But if they say that he's going, you're definitely going to want to start him.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for segment one. We want to hear from you guys. Make sure you send us an email at the3pointstance. That's the number three. Don't spell out the word three at gmail.com. We're going to help you guys out. If you have any questions, who you should be starting, who you should be sitting, we're going to help you out with that. Make sure you guys tune in to segment two. We're going to be doing your Killing Me Smalls and also Get In My Line or Ride the Pine. So make sure you tune in to segment two.